Would you be thinking about an endomyocardial biopsy? Would you have thought about it in this situation?
I absolutely would refer such a patient as this to a cardiologist, and that would be one of the major concerns, whether or not they should have a biopsy to look for other causes.
Did your cardiologist bring that up as a possibility, Bill?
No. How does that help you treat the patient?
Well, it depends what their myocarditis is from. In the cancer population, because of their relative immune compromised system, what we have found in our patient population at MD Anderson is CMV actually shows up fairly high as a cause of myocarditis in the cancer population. CMV does have treatments that we know that are readily available, both IV and orally. The other thing that has happened in myocarditis is over the last several decades, the organism have changed. The most common organism now in the general population is actually parvovirus. So you're actually looking for different types of viruses. A lot of them you can treat. The other aspect,
is there evidence that antiviral treatment helps the heart disease? Is that a known fact?
There is, more so in the younger population. The older population, it hasn't panned out. What we have found is in the younger population, the cause of their dilated cardiomyopathy is, in fact, immune-mediated. And there is data that supports the use of immune globulin, many treatments that exist for CMV that, in fact, not only improve their outcomes but also improve their ejection fractions. With her particular age, what the guidelines say within the cardiology community, someone under age 40 who presents with new-onset heart failure, regardless of the fact that she was exposed to Herceptin, she would be considered a high risk for myocarditis. And that would be one of the things you would recommend, is a biopsy specifically to look for things like giant cell myocarditis, lymphocytic myocarditis, any of those diagnoses. So,
anything in the sera you can look for, cardiac enzymes, immune, anything to try to make a differential diagnosis?
The biomarkers aren't quite as helpful, only because in this particular individual, I would imagine her BNP and troponin would both be elevated. It would not tell you if it's from myocarditis per se or Herceptin. The fact that it's elevated would tell you that she has some sort of left ventricular dysfunction.
Another issue at this point, and it's interesting about questioning maybe what the etiology here is, because she's now, this is now about 2 years since then now, Bill?
Yes.
Since her heart failure.